take your follow-up question.
The conference is now in talk mode.
Distance learning for an extended period of time?
Yes, absolutely. And the work has already done. approval rating than Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker and twice the approval rating of President Trump.
I didn't see the poll. What does it say?
That you have an 85% approval rating. An overwhelming number of Rhode Islanders trust his judgment with the coronavirus. Charlie Baker has, I believe, an 81% approval rating. President Trump, 35% approval rating.
That's good, I guess. I mean, if people are feeling that they can trust the information we're giving them, then that's a really important thing. I mean, I've tried to make it so that people could trust, because in this crisis, which is, you know, scary for people, they need to know that the information I'm providing is, you know, accurate and honest. So I'm happy that people know that.
Governor, I know today the theme was education, but you must be alarmed at seeing the hospitals that really seem to be in a crisis situation. I know you talked about maybe elective surgery. Is there any other update on that? Elective surgery could start again as soon as possible.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. It is top of mind for me. I wasn't alarmed at what I saw yesterday because I've been talking to the hospitals every day pretty much. So, you know, we are in very close touch with them. It's alarming insofar as it's a very significant issue and we need to help them, but it wasn't surprising, and I'm gonna have more to say tomorrow about that. Also, you know, I mentioned the federal stimulus. Assuming, and I think we'll be allowed to use some of the federal stimulus to help hospitals, we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to figure out a way to help them, because obviously we need a strong hospital system, and they are really they've really been hit hard through this.
Tomorrow, we
on the Taylor Farms situation,
go ahead with the Taylor Farms question.
Brian Crandall. What's the thought process behind letting a business stay open with that many cases? I know people who work there and their families are worried. Also, do you know of any other businesses or facilities that have had significant outbreaks of cases?
Yeah, we've taken the approach on opening versus closing into very strong consideration. We know the facility is mandating use of face masks for employees. Employee temperature checks are being done at the start of every shift. We have enhanced symptom screening of employees that's being done. With very close oversight, we're staying in daily contact with the facility. We are prepared to take stricter action if there is any further grouping of cases among people currently at work. With what we have in place now to prevent that, we are watching closely as we continue to monitor. Open.
Director, any other places with outbreaks of any significance?
Not to this level. We do have small clusters that can occur that we are implementing the infection control approach with.
Thank you. To follow up on that, what is the definition of a cluster at a business that would allow you to disclose what that location is?
So clusters of cases can vary. You know, once you have more than two cases, it qualifies for receiving the targeted epidemiologic approach and infection control measures, making sure that face masks or cloth coverings are being used, ensuring the appropriate screening is in place. Because this can happen readily of the state, we are taking into account places where there's an impact on the public. The FDA and CDC, for example, said that there's no impact that's foodborne or that it would issue a food recall because of a sick employee in this situation. If we came across certain scenarios that it was important for the public to be aware or for you all to know, regardless of the size of the cluster, that's what we are using for indications to relay.
Governor, are you surprised that our positive test rate is still so high, even though we're doing the most per capita tests in the country?
Not surprised, but, you know, kind of disappointed, or at least wishing it were better. You know, I think, look, like everybody, I'm anxious to get back to work, too. I mean, I've been working, but I'm anxious to get people back to work. And it's like I said today, I keep hoping that when I get my daily dashboard, it'll look different. And we're like stuck, stubborn. We're not yet turning the corner. So, no, I shouldn't be surprised, because if you look at Massachusetts and you look at New York and you look at New Jersey, it just takes time. And, you know, it's cycle. We knew we were going to peak later than Massachusetts. We knew. I kept saying to you guys, I didn't know exactly when the peak would be or how bad it would be, but we knew it would be late April, early May. So it isn't surprising, but it's frustrating. You know, you wish it were happening faster.
And I look at
Governor, though, the hospitalization rate has been the same in a lot of people.
I look at it as well as the positive that we are identifying the cases that are out there so that we can apply the case investigation and contact tracing approaches. Every state has these cases out there, but because of our high rates of testing, we're able to identify them and get them into isolation and quarantine appropriately.
Sorry, Brian, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, you know, the hospitalization rate, though, has pretty much remained flat, and a lot of people who think that the model you put out last week was overstating what the situation would be keep pointing to that as, like, look, it's flat. So do you take any consolation in that, or what do you say to the people who, like, keep going back to the model and where we should be at, like, probably well over 1,000 hospitalizations now?
No, look, that's great news. I mean, that is a direct result of the fact that the decisions we've made. And so, of course, I definitely, I mean, look, as I said to you, 3 weeks ago, the model showed we would need 6,000 hospital beds. And so, thank God, we did the social distancing. People have done the right thing. And we've seriously lowered our peak because of what we're doing. So, of course, yes, I'm very happy about that. And as I said today, it's not just the 14 days of lowering cases. That is one metric, but hospitalization is another metric. And we are holding steady right now. You know, 2 weeks ago, we were doubling our hospitalizations every few days. Now we're holding steady on people on vents, holding steady on ICUs. So those are all very encouraging signs.
Governor, this is Mary McDonald from the PBM. Given the rate of testing we have, is there any thought to getting people who don't have symptoms tested? Is there any new test that works better for asymptomatic people?
So I'll answer that, and then I want the doctor to answer it, though you just put your finger on something. Tests we have now are not particularly effective on asymptomatic people, and we're still in a resource-constrained world. And we're still trying to get our resources to nursing homes and congregate care livings, or someone just mentioned the outbreak at the food facility. So we can't, in addition to the fact that the test isn't effective or accurate on asymptomatic people, we need to focus our resources where we need them. We are, next week, I'm going to make some announcements about our plans with serology testing, like a different kind of testing, the antibody testing, to see who has developed antibodies. So that's obviously a different thing, but we are going to asymptomatic people.
Yeah, what we have right now in terms of testing is the best we have to work with. So the governor said it directly. We want to really target where we have communities at highest risk of spread.
Okay.
And build our strategy around that.
Okay, thank you.
Got about a minute left. the other day that Germany canceled their Oktoberfest, which that was a big deal. And they are doing very well in controlling their situation. So I don't know. I wish I had a better answer. You know, it's April. We are taking this day at a time. Things still change so much week to week. I find it hard to believe in August we're going to be in a place where we're going to be allowing, you know, big groups of people, hundreds of people all together in close proximity. But I don't have any more detailed guidance than that right now. Okay,
Director,
guys. All right, we'll take the last question, and then that's all the time we have.
Director, I just wanted to ask about nursing homes. We, of course, keep seeing a high number of deaths in them. You announced quite a few different initiatives last week. Have those been deployed, the new ones, and are you finding any success in those approaches?
We're absolutely rolling out the testing, and that's what's going to continue to assist us with identifying cases and controlling them. We're continuing to roll out the additional elements of what we said we would develop and go forward with. It's still very challenging. It's still important for us to be able to support the nursing homes that are present. And we will continue to activate all of the resources that we have in place, and hopefully this time next week can share more about the positive outcomes.